President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from the San Francisco legendary studios of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Great to have you with us, wherever you are listening in this great land of ours, and okay, foreign lands. I say that because the sun never sets upon the Sports Byline Network. First and foremost, How about American Forces Network? That's right. Over 500 outlets, 177 countries. I've been to countries that don't exist anymore. Which ones, Rick? East Germany, West Germany? They technically don't exist anymore. But
you went to East Germany?
I did. That's a story for another day. But my point is that we're covering the globe. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're proud of you. We're also on the internet at sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live. If you want to write me an email, it's rick@sportsbyline.com. Use that email address also for the cheat code. I give it away at the end of the game. And use that email address at 40 after the hour, so just over a half hour from now, to win the brand new game that I will give away. Just answer a question on the email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. But the internet presence remains at sbnationlive.com. Great to be on SB Nation. The radio network as well. And as always, where are my semis out there? Because we got a mighty convoy trucking through the net. Sirius XM 211, the Dan Patrick channel, Breaker 19. We get Smokey the Bear with them brown paper bags. All right. Sorry, I'm from the 70s. Also, it's great to have you with us. If you're listening on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel, tune your cable provider. That's right, on your television sets. And TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app. We try to get to you every way which can. So this is 1 hour of just video game talk.
Is that what
Yes, 1 hour of just video game talk. And I'll let you know what's new this week, the new releases as well. And I'd love to have you chime in. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's the number. 1-800-878-PLAY. That is 1-800-878-7529. It's the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back, y'all.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924 Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Total by Verizon is wireless that goes all in for you. That means unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, priced by us at $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan. And as always, no contracts. Sounds pretty hard to beat, but all in is all in. So we added international calling to fill the year with more, hey girl, because it can't be total unless it's all in. Find a store and exclusive deals at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate with auto pay discount beginning the month after you enroll, plus taxes and fees. Additional restrictions apply. See website for data management practices and full terms.
This March, Wendy's is fueling the madness with amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave's single for $1 and a fresh $2 Dave's double with in-app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for $1. Dave's single, order in the app. Dave's single, get it for $1. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger or March Madness.
Limited time offer. Participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us. Come on in.
Rick Till, T-I-L-L?
It's Tittle. It's like little with a T. How are you? 1-800-878-PLAY. That's the number to call. The 12 finalists for the World Video Game Hall of Fame were revealed on Friday, and they come from 4 decades of gaming, from Asteroids, played on coin-fed consoles, to Guitar Hero. Remember, Asteroids debuted in 1979, Guitar Hero came out in 2005, and also nominated with Elite, Metroid, SimCity, and Ultima. Those are all from the 80s and from the 90s. Myst, Neopets, Resident Evil, Tokimeki Memorial, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, and You Don't Know Jack. And so fans are invited to vote online until the end of this week. That's not a lot of time, so you just have a few days left. And the Hall of Fame in Rochester, New York, at the Strong Museum. It's the International Center for the History of Electronic Games. They say they recognize games for their longevity, geographic reach, and influence on video game design and pop culture. What about the games that use steroids? So there's thousands of nominations that come in every year. Arcade, console, PC, handheld, mobile. And John Paul Dyson, who runs that International Center, he said, quote, Asteroids is an icon of the late 70s arcade, and Myst showed the potential of CD-ROM technology in the 90s. Neopets became a staple of browser-based free games as we enter the 2000s, and Guitar Hero, which is less than 20 years old, has already proven its staying power. So, three games that receive the most public votes will form a player's choice ballot to be counted with other ballots submitted by members of a committee of journalists and scholars with video game expertise. And the top vote getters will be inducted on May 9th. Am I one of those voters? And the answer is no. I do remember, though, going to the very first, because being here in San Francisco, there's a lot of stuff going on in Silicon Valley. There's a lot of developers. You think about EA just down the road at Redwood Shores and a lot of stuff in San Jose and beyond. But I remember when Guitar Hero came out, and I went to the opening party for it before it released, and the guy had the original Guitar Hero guitar, and he held it up to us journalists gathered, and he said, "This is going to be the greatest peripheral in the history of video games." And he connected the neck, and of course, that one looked like a little toy, remember? And then Rockstar started making their guitars look like guitars, and then Guitar Hero to come back and say, we got a Les Paul, we have a Stratocaster, we have a Fender. You know, then they started looking more realistic. But it's just interesting from that time, which is crazy, it was almost 20 years ago now, saying this is going to be the greatest peripheral in video game history, and now it's nominated for the Hoff baby, the Hall of Fame. Asteroids, though, sold more than 70,000 units. That was arcades. And, of course, the home version became available on the 2600. I played that, and I got 1 million. I turned it over 10 times from 100,000. Elite was developed in the UK. It pioneered 3D graphics and sort of the idea of an open-world game, and it allowed players to control ships that roam the galaxy. I knew a lot of people that were really into that game. By the way, Guitar Hero, with its licensed music, sold more than 25 million units and earned more than $2 billion. And that was launched by Harmonix, and then Activision acquired them. Nintendo had Metroid, of course, with Samus Aran, the first playable human female character in mainstream video games. Of course, we didn't know until the end that Samus Aran was a girl, and of course, you could get the ending where it showed her in her bikini. Yes, this still was for 14-year-old boys. More than 20 million units. And then Broderbund, the Danish company, I used to play some games on the old Mac in the 80s from Broderbund, like Choplifter. That was very fun. But Myst was the best-selling computer game of the 90s. 6 million CD-ROMs. And I had it, I want to say, in 94. Very slow loading times, very slow pace, contemplative type of game. I was just talking about Silent Swan, which I bought as the same type of game now on the PS5. But Myst was a puzzle game you had to figure out. And at the very end, the payoff for Myst was you got this stamp-sized video of, like, the guy you found. It's like, whoa, it's video. Neopets, browser-based, free-to-play, 25 million active viewers and users. Resident Evil, of course, known as Biohazard in Japan. That was the first survival horror genre game. That was Shinji Mikami. Came out from Capcom, and even those movies, most of them pretty bad, in my opinion, they made over $1 billion. SimCity, that came out from Maxis, that helped expand the audience for video gamers doing the urban design sim. Konami's Tokimeki Memorial, that sort of elevated the dating simulator genre. I never played it. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, that came out from Neversoft. Their competitor, Always Hard. Neversoft, That was 1999. That led to sequels. That had about $1.4 billion in sales. And Tony Hawk said that the game ignited his career and then overshadowed his career. I remember getting the board. We gave it away on the air. That's how long I've been doing this show. The actual skateboard. And it never really worked. It didn't work very well. Ultima, that was the Richard Garriott game. That really inspired the RPG genre. And then You Don't Know Jack, that sort of the reimagined television game show for the video game market, and streaming versions of a multiplayer game saw a real boost of that during the lockdown, COVID-19 as well. So, you know, look, there, I know in the Bay Area there are two video game Hall of Fames, but this is the one in Rochester, as I said, the one that's sort of recognized, International Center for the History of Electronic Games at the Strong Museum in Rochester. But I mean, and you have to think, like, who would you put in? Who would you put in, Rick? To me, Myst is a slam dunk. That was the first CD-ROM game. I think, I can't believe Asteroids isn't already in. I think Guitar Hero needs to get in as well. I can't believe Metroid is not in there as well. After that, I kind of want to put Ultima in there. But for me, it's Guitar Hero, Myst, and Asteroids. Those would be the ones if I had my Hall of Fame vote. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back if you want to participate. What do you think about that? 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
The Video Game Review.
On the Video Game Review. Nice to have you with us. Coming up in the next segment, I'll give away a brand new game, as I always do at 40 after the hour. When the show's only hour, you got to get in. If you do want to ask a question, the number to call is 1-800-878-7529. So I have a PS5, and Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is a really big game, weighing in at a whopping giant 145 gigabytes, and it's crammed onto two discs if you're picking up the physical version. It is a thick boy, thiccboy. It is not too much of a surprise given how massive the game is, but it is a pain. I mean, I'm sure you know, I already know that Call of Duty has that infamously large install size. I mean, but very few games are going to rival the requirements of Rebirth. I never really understood. I mean, I do understand, but I think it's dumb. You got to dump some of the ROM into the RAM. It used to be you downloaded a game and it was on your hard drive, or you had it on a shiny disk. Now, even if you get the shiny disk, it's like, well, we got to dump 2/3 of the game in and you still have to use the disk. Like, what? Now, here is one thing before I move on with this that I have to say. In the history of man, you want to keep having progress, like improve on the next thing. Cicero once told the Roman Senate, literally, because they were state-sponsored inventors. He's like, look, if you want to save money, get rid of inventors. Fire all of them, because everything that's ever going to be invented in the history of mankind has already been invented already. That's what he said 2,000 years ago. So I understand we're supposed to improve, but why is it the PS4, where I got a external hard drive and I could play games right off the external hard drive, on the PS5, I can't do it? It says, well, you can store the games on an external hard drive and then move it back. And is the PS5 so sophisticated that it can't pull the ROM off the external hard drive? Because it seems like we went backwards on that one. All right. Anyway, back to Rebirth. And I know when I get a new game, I'm like, I got Helldivers 2, and I thought, what am I going to have to delete? And I was actually quite surprised and pleased that I did not have to delete anything. And believe me, I save a lot of 15 to 30 second movies. I don't know what to call them. Video bites from COD, especially when I like get 5 kills in a row real quick or something really funny happens. The other day I saw this horrible suicide playing Call of Duty 3 Modern Warfare. This female character ran in. I don't know, I guess it was a Lara Croft character. She ran in, threw a Simtex on the ground, and then dove on it and then blew up in front of me. And I thought, was that on purpose? Because that's the scariest suicide I have ever seen. What are you doing? Unless it was just the lamest thing. I also like saving movies when somebody has me, like, just a beat on me, dead to rights. You can't miss, and then they miss. Like, I open a door, and someone's laying there, and they go, boom. and I'm still alive. And then I shoot them, and then they're like, how could I have missed? But some of the biggest games overall on the PS5, NBA 2K23. I don't have it, but it actually is bigger than Rebirth. It's 153 gigs. Star Wars Jedi Survivor, 148. Destiny 2 is 139. Horizon Forbidden West was 101. I got that game free with my PS5, and I installed it, and then I deleted it. Just wasn't a big fan of Horizon Forbidden West. Rick, that's my favorite game ever. Okay, that's fine. Final Fantasy 16 at about 90 gigs, and Rebirth is big, like really big, and like eclipsing the majority of modern games once you break it all down. And even clearing your entire SSD, knowing that you not only needed to house the game in its entirety, but several hours of footage that you would need to capture and store over the next 60 plus hours, like I was saying. And I would love to have the option. I've never tried this, but apparently, and you tell me, apparently you can on Uber or Lyft, maybe both, you can request no talking, no chit chat, no small talk. Can we have a game like Final Fantasy and request no cinematics? Not once, but twice, and I'll never do it again. I was talking to a developer and I made that sort of, not as gauche as I just said it, but a little more, you know, a little more diplomatically. I was like, is it possible to just, like, you know, hit a button and not have to sit through the cutscenes? And both times they basically said, you know, we put a lot of effort into cinematics, and you know, it's almost like I just made fun of their mamas or something. You know, we really love those cinematics, and we want you to get the full experience. And I want it to be, Mike, you know what my cutscene, I want it to be like adding, getting to the first two levels of Pac-Man. Bum 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 bum. Bum 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 bum. Walk up, walk up, walk up, walk, and you're back in it. That's it. If that's what it was, but not this 5-hour scene. I was the master, and now I am the student, and I'm like, ugh. That's because I have read video game reviews, as you probably have too, where it's like, what's my motivation? Why am I shooting everything? What's my motivation? What are you, in acting school right now? Just play the game. But if you think about turning your PS5 into an all-consuming Rebirth machine, I mean, I guess you can do that, but there's just, I mean, it's just funny. The last 4 years, anyone curious enough to store more than half a dozen modern games, you're going to constantly be juggling and deleting. And there are some games that I have finished and I'm very proud to have finished, and I know I'm never going to play it again, but I don't want to delete it. It's like books that I've really liked, and I know I'm not going to read that book again. I got too many other books I want to read. But it's like, you read that book? Yeah. Throw it away. But I liked it. Yeah, but you're never going to read it again. It's like the Costanza thing. Yeah, but it's my book. But you might remember Remake, first time since the PS4 release, but you can upgrade your SSD, which people have said is a relatively painless experience. I don't know how that's going to work as well, but if you do want to play Rebirth, it's the second part of Remake, Final Fantasy VII Remake Project, and it continues the story of Cloud Strife, a former all caps soldier turned mercenary who joins Avalanche. Avalanche are a group of eco-terrorists seeking to save the planet from, of course, Sephiroth. Just as an aside, I remember in the 90s working with a friend of mine. We were both video game enthusiasts, still are. And we were talking about Final Fantasy. I don't even remember which one it was now. I think four. This was like in 1996, and he said, "Yeah, you know, the ultimate villain, Sepamuth." I'm like, "Who? Sepamuth?" I go, "Who's Sepamuth? You know, the big villain in Final Fantasy." I said, "Sephiroth." He goes, "I'm pretty sure it's Sepamuth." So every time I see Sephiroth, I kind of want to say it. He wasn't that bright, though. He used to think, literally, that Thai food came from Thailand and Chinese food came from China. And I go, oh, sorry. He thought that he was, see, I'm still a corrector. He thought that Thai food came from Thailand. That's it. So I said, well, what? I did it again. Live radio. He thought that Thai food came from Taiwan. Thai food from Taiwan. I go, okay, what's from Thailand? All right, this is why I shouldn't tell these stories. And this is also proof that this is live radio once again. So if you do get Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, just think of 145 gigs and you're going to have to delete a lot of games. Now, the one good side of that is there are games that I've been disappointed with and I kind of like deleting them. And when you say, they say, are you sure you want to delete this? I'm like, hell yeah, I want to delete that. The one thing I don't like, though, is that a lot of games will automatically make a movie. Sometimes I'll go into my little movies that I make, and I'll see, like, six movies, and it's when I want a trophy. And it's a stupid trophy. It's like, go through this training session. Blink! You want a trophy. All trained. I'm like, I don't want that trophy, and I don't want a movie of it either. But what I do want, as a segue into a break, is for you to stick around and win the game coming up right after this commercial break. I'm Rick Tittle. This is the Video Game Review. Get on back on Sports Byline USA.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
The Video Game
Review. All right, a little Altered Beast. I remember the first time I went into a store out in Marin County here in the Bay Area, and a place called The Good Guys, and it was this TV stereo store, and I saw Altered Beast, and I was like, what is that? The guy goes, it's the Genesis. I says, the what? It's the Sega Genesis. I'm like, what is that? Because it's the new video system, video game system. I was like, what? I must have it. All right, it's 40 after. It's time to give away the brand new game. The way you win it is answer a very simple question. Second correct answer to rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, email me, rick@sportsbyline.com, wins the game. The game is called Kingdom Come Deliverance Royal Edition. This is developed by Saber Interactive and Warhorse Studios, published by Deep Silver and Prime Matter. Four companies involved in this. It's available on the Switch, the Xbox One, the PS4, and the PC. I have it here for the PS4. Here's the blurb, quote, rooted within the Holy Roman Empire during the late Middle Ages, Kingdom Come Deliverance Royal Edition is a first-person RPG where you engage in a power struggle for the throne. Royal Edition, Kingdom Come Deliverance, and all of its DLC. So this game originally came out, I think, 5 years ago, I want to say 2019 in the summer. But as I say now, on the Royal Edition with everything combined. So if you never played it, this is a good time to pick it up. My question is, when I say Kingdom Come Deliverance, are they talking about the Burt Reynolds movie? Yes or no, rick@sportsbyline.com, yes or no. And you will win Kingdom Come Deliverance Royal Edition for the PS4, developed by Saber Interactive and Warhorse Studios, published by Deep Silver and Prime Matter. There you go. Usually I say, what do you think of that? What do you think of that? 1-800-878-PLAY. We'll get to the new releases here in just a minute, unless you want to chime in. Once again, 1-800-878-7529. I want to talk about Stargate Timekeepers, which is not a brand new game, but I finally got a chance to play it. And when you step through a Stargate, you never really know what you're going to be finding. And I remember reading a review by Leanna Hafer on IGN, and remember she talked about the various alien worlds and trying to set up some tactical ambushes and things like that. But I found it actually, now I was not a big Stargate SG-1 fan, meaning that I never saw it, but the there's kind of a campy tone to the whole thing, and you know, you'll see Air Force officers knocking out alien soldiers and tying them up with ropes and things like that. But there is a fast-paced plot in this. And it's picked up during the seventh season's climatic battle of Antarctica, if you want. And then there's a little bit of a problem, because if you don't know anything about Stargate lore like me, there's no effort to explain what Stargate Command does, or who the Jaffa or the Goa'uld are, or why Earth is at war with somebody named Anubis. Not SS Anubis, that's Star Force Gemini. Jet Force Gemini. You might remember, right? So you can go on Wikipedia and try and look it up. I don't, or you don't want to, you know, need to go back and rewatch 14 episode seasons. But you have the Max Bolton. He's a rebel Jaffa named Ata, who comes with his own Indeed. And you have a nervous, quirky scientist named Derek Harper, not the former Miami of Ohio and Chicago Bulls star. But they play off each other with some pretty interesting dialogue. Timekeepers remind you of what's going on with your tactics. But most of the areas are approached with, you know, different play styles. Ava is particularly good at run and gun doctrine, clearing out whole squads and grenades and rifle fire. You do have limited ammo, and the risk of alerting other enemies as you go through as well. You got Sam Watson, who's an alien expert. He can disguise himself as a Jaffa. But as I said, the game is fun. You don't have to know everything about Stargate, is what I'm trying to say. And as I said, I finally got my hands on it. Top-down RTS. Real-time strategy game. And it kind of reminds me of Command & Conquer just a little bit. 1-800-878-PLAY. By the way, when I saw the headline, it said Xbox console exclusive is coming to PlayStation and Switch April 16th. And I thought, oh, finally, Bethesda is letting us fly the friendly skies in outer space. And it's like, no, Planet of Lana. Oh. Planet of Lana was praised by a lot of players and critics when it came out last year. Talked about how inventive the gameplay was, how beautiful it was, great soundtrack. So it's going to be coming to the Switch, PS4, and PS5 this April 16th. And upcoming ports promise to add to a lot of it as well. And they say that if you buy it, you'll get a 10% discount. One thing about this game, though, it kind of reminds me of the cell shades you would see in Wind Waker back in the day. And I do remember when Nintendo said, oh, the next Zelda game is going to be cell shaded. I was like, oh, count me out. And it was, of course, you know, I judged it too harshly. It was the best game ever. Also, this weekend, Elden Ring, the DLC Shadow of the Erdtree pre-orders are now live. It'll be released on June 21st. This is From Software, and it was shown off for the first time this week. PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PS4, Xbox One, and PC. It does require the base game to play, but this new edition compiling Elden Ring and Shadow of the Erdtree will launch on the same day. You can pre-order the double pack on Amazon or Best Buy. $80. Yes. If you are a new player on PC, you can grab Elden Ring and the Shadow of the Erdtree DLC for about $10 off of Fanatical. But for big Elden Ring fans, there's also the Shadow of the Erdtree Collector's Edition to consider if you want to go that way as well. But yeah, $80. I remember when you used to, when you would get the Call of Duty game, and then you could buy what they called the season. And so they would put out like four or five new maps every 3 months or so. And then they would call that the season, and they still call it that to this day. But now it's just expected. The season comes, all the seasons are free, unless it's a brand new game. And the way they can make that work is through microtransactions. And I want to play as Lionel Messi. I want to play as Jigsaw. I want to play as, you know, the girl on that TV show, whatever. And that's how they make their money now, which makes sense as well. And then one more piece of news. Video game veteran Stig Asmussen will lead Giant Skull, while id Software Emmanuel Palalich and Garrett Young, formerly of id Software, will helm Empty Vessel.
Huh?
Yes. Now, video game studios, like other tech industries, have seen plenty of changes and firings and layoffs and such. A lot of layoffs. But Giant Skull and Empty Vessel have impressive pedigrees. Giant Skull, headed by Stig Asmussen, who recently helmed Star Wars Jedi titles. Both were really good. He used to work at Santa Monica Studios. Of course, that's PlayStation, God of War 2, God of War 3. And Asmussen said, the Giant Skull studio culture is founded on creativity and curiosity. We have also assembled a talented team renowned for immersive storytelling, heroic combat, and exhilarating traversal. And our goal is to craft a rich universe that players will want to lose themselves in for years to come. And some of that talent will be John Carr, who worked on Jedi Survivor as the TD, the art director Patrick Murphy as well, and Brian Campbell, who was on the Fortnite team. And the first game that they have will be a single-player action-adventure title that will be on Unreal 5. That's the Unreal Engine. And Empty Vessel says it's working on an unannounced project that, quote, leverages their experiences in the immersive shooter space. Also will be powered by the Unreal Engine 5 and is inspired by dystopian sci-fi worlds 2. All right. Well, that's something to look forward to. All right. Let's look to the new releases this week, Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. We have... where am I starting? Here it is. Hi-Fi Rush for the PS5. You have Hades, which is for the Mac. Lightyear Frontier. This is the one, the X and S, and the PC. Alone in the Dark. Talk about back in the day with CD-ROM in the 90s. Alone in the Dark on the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC. Call of Duty Warzone Mobile. This is for your phones. This is going to be a big deal coming out, Android and iPhone. Final Fantasy 14 Online, A Realm Reborn. This is for the X and S. Horizon Forbidden West Complete Edition on the PC. I just got done telling you I didn't really like it, but a lot of people do. And believe me, I'm in the minority. That game is very well received everywhere. Ikone Island and Earthlock Adventure, PS4 and 5, Xbox One, and Xbox Series X and S. Crimson with a K. This is for the 1, the Switch, the 5, the 4, the PC, and the X and the S. Lawn Mower Simulator VR. Come on. You got to picture yourself mowing the lawn first person. Well, you know what? I grew up with a guy, and on the school bus, he would go up and talk to the bus driver because he was fascinated with buses and fascinated with being a school a bus driver. You know what happened when he grew up? He became a Navy SEAL. No, he became a bus driver. So if that's your thing, mowing the lawn, there it is. A game called Shines Over the Damned on the PS5. Yikes. Breach Way on the PC. Crypt Stalker. This is very 8-bit looking on the Nintendo Switch. Dragon's Dogma 2, PC, PS5, Xbox Series X and S. Expansion VR. What's this an expansion for? No, that's the name. It's a PC game, as is Parry Nightmare, P-A-R-R-Y. Princess Peach Showtime. This is going to be on, this is a Wednesday. This will be on the Nintendo. No, sorry, this is Friday release. It's a big deal on the Nintendo Switch. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back with a cheat code right here on the Video Game Review. We'll be right back.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
The Video Game Review.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, we, your ugly faces got to go. No, we are going to close out the show in our customary fashion by giving away a classic cheat code. Well, for an older game, this one is a classic. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This comes from Wyatt. Wyatt writes in from Dearborn. I'm going to say that's Michigan, Wyatt. Rick, what's the debug in Sonic the Hedgehog 2? Thanks in advance. Well, you're welcome in the present. Yeah, Sonic the Hedgehog 2 debug. This is, if you want to jump ahead, if you want stage select, go to the music menu. Play song 19, then 65, then 9, then 17, then hold A and press start, and you'll get level select. Once again, song 19, song 65, 09, 17, hold A and press start, you'll get level select. For the debug menu, as you requested, play song 1, then 9, then 9 again, then 2, then 1, then 1, then 2, then 4, and then your press A and then hit start, and you can tinker with all the debugging. Once again, song one, nine, nine again, two, one, one again, two again, four, 199-21124. Once again, 199-21124. Press A and hit start, and you can tinker away. Thanks for tuning into the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. We will see you next time, and we'll talk video games again.